Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Amr and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Whosoever goes out to fulfill the need of his Muslim brother, Allah Almighty grants him shade by means of 75,000 angels. The angels supplicate for him, and he remains surrounded by the mercy until he returns. And when he returns, Allah Almighty records the reward of a Hajj and Umrah for him. And whosoever visits a sick person, Allah Almighty grants him shade with 75,000 angels. For every step he takes until he returns home, one good deed will be recorded, one of his sins will be erased, and his ranks will be raised by one. When he sits with the sick person, mercy envelopes him, and it continues until he returns home." Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated, "When someone visits a sick person, a proclaimer calls out from the heavens, 'Be happy, for this walking of yours is blessed, and you have prepared your place in paradise.'" Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated, "Visit the sick and attend funerals. They will continue to remind you about the hereafter." It is narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala an that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever performed wudu in a good manner and then visited his Muslim brother with the hope of gaining reward, he will be moved away from hell up to a distance of 70 years. Whenever you visit a sick person, you should ask the sick person to pray for you, because the prayer of a sick person is not rejected." Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "The prayer of a sick person is not rejected until he becomes healthy." Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Whenever you visit a sick person, ask him to pray for you, for his prayer is like the prayer of angels. Whenever you go to visit a sick person, pray for the sick person too. There is a prayer which we have been told about in a hadith. If possible, recite this supplication." Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Whosoever visits a sick person whose time of death is not near and recites the following words 7 times, Allah Almighty will relieve him of that illness. As'alullahu al-azima, rabbal arshil azimi, an yashfiyaka. I ask Allah Almighty, the Lord of the Mighty Throne, to cure you. O our beloved Allah, grant us the enablement to act upon the sunnah of visiting the sick too. Ameen. Bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam."